Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
All right, we got some smooth tunes here on To The Max tonight. Welcome, everyone, to The Max here on BBS Talk Radio. I'm getting a little thrown off with the music, but it sounds really cool. Let me know what you think. I encourage you to call me at 818-602-4498. Good evening, good morning, good night, good everything to y'all. I've got some fantastic people out there listening. Auntie Cherry, Brian, Bridget, Lily, my little niece Lily. Go to bed. She's got a new toy that I won for her, one of those crane machines, little disco dotty little mouse. My friend Chelsea, who's in Florida, check her radio station out. Chelsea has teentalklive.net. That's teentalklive.net. Fantastic girl. While you listen to my show, put your kids in another room and listen to teentalklive.net with Chelsea. Great friend of mine. I was on the show. You can hear me over there. But you can hear me right now on bbstalkradio.com. I got a show for you tonight that's fun in the sense that it's always fun, but it's also going to be serious because we're going to be talking to a fantastic woman, Susan Wagner. We'll give her a call in a little bit. She has a great organization that we'll get into. But I got to tell you right off the bat, my favorite thing to talk about, and I open my show with it all the time, Barbara Walters. She's on her book tour right now with Audition, her memoir. It's $16.99 at Costco. Or you can go tomorrow at 6 p.m. if you're in Georgia. Miss Barbara Walters will be at the DeKalb County Public Library, 215 Sycamore Street at 6 p.m. in Decatur, Georgia. Buy the book, have her sign it, read the book. Fascinating woman, according to me, Max. I got to tell you guys about a place that you are going to love in Atlanta, Georgia. Why stay at a five-star luxury hotel for $600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000 a night when you can stay at Lumina? Check them out on the web, get a pen, and write this down. Lumina Real Estate, that's L-U-M-I-N-A, realestate.com. Have I got news for you. They have an executive suite for $700 a night. That might sound high, but they're throwing in a Mercedes-Benz SL500 Sport. For $800 a night, you can get a Range Rover Supercharged. And for $1,700 a night, you're getting the most fly-ass penthouse suite overlooking all of downtown Atlanta with a Bentley Continental GT thrown in at that price. Check out luminarealestate.com, L-U-M-I-N-A, realestate.com. Cool, cool place. While you're in Atlanta, I also would love for you to check out Noir. That's N-O-I-R, atlanta.com. The best place to chill, according to Atlanta Magazine. Check out their website. That's all I'm going to say. Because when you see their website, you will know what a funky, cool place this is. Take that Bentley GT that you have. Go to Noir in Atlanta. Pick up some fly people. Guys, do your thing. Girls, do your thing. And bring them back to your penthouse suite at luminarealestate.com. Go to noiratlanta.com. Places to go, people to see. That's what the point of To The Max is. But To The Max is also going to let you know about one of my favorite places in Atlanta, which is the Swan Coach House. We're going to get a little sophisticated with this as I lock my jaw. The Swan Coach House. It's an Atlanta tradition. It is one of my favorite places in the world to eat. It's a restored Georgia mansion. Their restaurant hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 2:30, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's an Atlanta tradition that you, please people, don't miss. They have a restaurant, a gift shop, and an art gallery. Check out swancoachhouse.com. Go there, please, because you will see what I mean. It's very traditional, it's very proper, and it's very delicious. Everything they serve, I love. Now, we're going to jump right. We just took Atlanta to the max. All right, here we go. Oh, my goodness. We're going to call a woman, Susan Wagner, who started an organization called equineadvocates.com. That's equineadvocates.com. And it promotes the humane and responsible treatment of horses. Horses are my thing. Ever since I grew up, I've always loved their majestic animals. And right here in America, they're being slaughtered. It's sad, unfortunately, but it's true. Let's get Susan Wagner on the line right off the bat on To The Max. So Sam, if you would, let's call her and she'll be my first guest on the show tonight. Susan Wagner, equineadvocates.com. Help stop the slaughter of American horses now, people. Click on her page to take action. We're just going to get her on the line. Here we go. Susan Wagner, equineadvocates.com. She has a beautiful farm in Chatham, New York. Hi, Susan. It's Max calling, and you're live on To The Max at bbstalkradio.com. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on.
It is my pleasure to have you on because you do something that is so near and dear to my heart. You rescue horses. So I would like for you to start off telling my guests tonight why you started this organization and why it's so important.
Well, I spent about 15 years in the racing industry, and basically I went into it because I loved horses. And I thought for a long time that I could make it better, but I saw a lot of things that I didn't like, and I left and got a job working for an animal protection organization. Mm-hmm. The next day, it was as though a light bulb had gone off. I knew that that's what I wanted to do, except that I wanted to do it for horses.
Right. Now, what exactly do you do for horses? Would you let my listeners know? Because it's so important. I already shout out your webpage, equineadvocates.com, where it gives a rundown of everything that you do there. But I would love to tell people what it is exactly you do for the equine world and for horses.
Well, we're an equine protection organization. A lot of what we do is rescue. We're increasing our education program because you can't rescue every horse. And so we do a lot to try to teach people about the responsibility of having a horse. It's a 30-year commitment.
Right.
And horses live about 2 to 3 times longer than dogs and cats. And sadly, unlike dogs and cats, they go to slaughter. And so if a horse becomes unwanted for any reason, chances are the animal could end up at what they call a slaughter auction and be sold for slaughter, where the horses are butchered for meat and sold to foreign markets for human consumption.
Yeah, no, it's an awful, awful thing. And I'm so glad that you started Equine Advocates. And I'm so glad that you really are giving horses a voice. I'm very big on charities for children and horses because they don't have a voice. And so without Equine Advocates, horses wouldn't have a voice. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that for horses, because there are some cruel cases out there that's happening. And not only are horses being slaughtered, but can you explain also the PMU mares, what exactly they're about as well? Because I know it's a devastating and it's a sad thing that these mares have to go through. So can you explain to the PMU situation that's going on?
Absolutely. In 1942, a drug company started using horses, mares, using the urine of pregnant mares, hence the expression PMU, pregnant mares urine. Mm-hmm. To create drugs to treat the symptoms of menopause. And back in those days, the stipulations for the FDA to approve drugs was a lot less rigid than it is today. And so at that time, it was pretty much one of the only things that women could take to ease the symptoms of menopause. And so this went on, the use of tens of thousands of mares that had to be pregnant, and their foals were byproducts. And so it was sort of done very much behind the scenes, very much in secret, but tens of thousands of mares and foals were basically turned into four-legged drug machines. The mares have to be pregnant and standing on a line. They call them PMU lines, and they are basically in one spot with a pouch covering their urethra, which catches their urine and attaches to a jug on the floor through some sort of plumbing. And it's the most cruel existence.
Well, I would
unbelievable.
Not only is it cruel, but it's also something very unhealthy, I would imagine, for women to be taking into their systems.
Well, interestingly, in 2002, everything changed because there was a study called the Women's Health Initiative, which basically proved that the use of these PMU drugs causes dramatic increases for women of breast cancer, heart disease, blood clotting, strokes, dementia, and a host of other serious health risks. So sort of overnight, the industry started to decline. And it went from having over 700 of these PMU factory farms all over Canada and in parts of the United States, we're down to about 100, which is still about 100 too many.
Too many. I couldn't agree more.
But it seems as though there are so many new alternatives. And now the rule of thumb is you don't just take this drug haphazardly. You take it in the lowest amounts for the shortest periods of time.
Right.
And sometimes you don't even have to do this. You can take supplements. Like black cohosh, not every woman is the same. You know, Suzanne Summers has written a bunch of books about hormone therapy that is custom made in compounding pharmacies where, you know, you go and have a test and you see which hormones you're low, you're lowest in, and then they produce a drug for you.
So we don't have to, torture mares anymore, basically, right?
Mares and their foals.
It's, of course, the two go together, and it's really a horrendous situation. Now, I would like also to mention, I know that you have a huge event coming up because you're so devoted to the equine world and to promoting the humane and responsible treatment of horses that you throw events every year. And this year, I hear you have a fantastic event coming up. Is that correct?
Well, you know that as well as anybody, because you came to last year's event and you were a big part of it. But yeah, since 2002, we have an annual fundraising event up in Saratoga, usually in the end of July or beginning of August. And we, you know, since 2004, we started featuring live entertainment.
Who do you have this year? I hear that you have someone really special this year going to be joining you.
Yes, we have the legendary Gladys Knight.
It doesn't get any better for this year, does it? Gladys Knight is going to be performing. Now, to get tickets to this event, can people just go to equineadvocates.com to get all your information?
It's actually equineadvocates.org or .com, but preferably .org. But, yes, they can go to the website and just write to me, send me an email, and I will send them information.
Great. Yes, please. Please support Equine Advocates. Also, to report equine cruelty, can people contact you?
People can contact us, but basically, people who witness equine cruelty cases need to do one thing, and that is they need to file a formal complaint with their state police or police officer, because you have to see it. The person who witnesses it needs to report it.
Right.
And we will be happy to talk people, you know, tell them what to do. Obviously, we do what we can in our area, but we're not... Yeah, we can't be everywhere. So we
not
can
yet.
People.
I have a feeling you will be everywhere, though, Susan, with this great cause. Also, people, all my listeners out there, very important. There are horse slaughter prevention bills that are out there floating around in America, and the only way that they're going to get passed is by you voting. So I really encourage everyone to vote, contact your local state representatives, and tell them you want to stop the slaughter of horses and to get the slaughter prevention bill signed and into full effect. Is that not the best suggestion I can tell people, Susan?
Yeah, sadly, the American Horse Slaughter Prevention Act passed in the House of Representatives in 2006, and then the Senate blocked it, and so it died. It was reintroduced in 2007, and it's stuck in committee in the House. It's out of committee in the Senate, but Larry Craig has put a block on it.
Well, we're going to get that unblocked. We're going to try, right? We have to.
The only way it's going to happen is if everyone calls their senators and their state and their congressmen, congresswomen, and express their feelings and just say that we have to pass these bills.
Well, I'm a big person on expressing my feelings, and I'm going to express right now. People, get up, get these bills signed, and let's stop the slaughter of horses in this country and in the world. It is a disgusting thing. And horses really do not need to be treated like that. I have a horse, I love my horse, and I know exactly, it's like a child. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's really unfortunate that it's happening, but Susan, I want to thank you for being the voice for horses with Equine Advocates. And again, equineadvocates.com or .org, preferably .org. Susan Wagner is the founder, fantastic woman. She helps promoting the humane and responsible treatment of horses, Equine Advocates Incorporated. Check out their website, give Susan a call. Get involved. Let's you donate money. The sanctuary in Chatham, New York is beautiful. I've been there, and I'm so looking forward to going up there again, Susan. And I want to thank you. Unfortunately, my show is not a two-hour show. Every time I say when I'm on the air, I'm going to get a two-hour show. But I want to thank you so much for being on my show tonight. Also, Susan was featured on the Martha Stewart Show. So if you click on their website, you can see her there, and you can understand more what she's really involved in. She's a wonderful woman in the protection of horses. So, Susan, I want to thank you so much and say hello to everyone at the sanctuary.
Thank you, Max. I really appreciate it.
And I'm going to have you on the show again because I'll have you as my equine advocate voice. So, you know, it's always good. People hear it for 1 minute and then they forget. So I think when we have the idea that it's still going on and with your voice out there, that we'll hopefully get the bill signed and we'll get this all under control. So thank you, Susan Wagner.
We'll keep you updated.
Please keep me updated. And also you can check out equineadvocates.com or .org for further information. Susan, thank you so much. I bow to you and I thank you for helping stopping a horrendous situation in this country and in the world. So good job.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to seeing you at the event this year. And also I look forward to coming up to the farm again, so to the sanctuary. It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, tell Karen, your sister, I said hello, and enjoy your evening, and I will have you on again on To The Max at pbstalkradio.com.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Susan. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So there we go. We just took Saving Horses to the Max. It is something that's near and dear to me. Susan Wagner, great woman who started this. Now let's jump right into another charity, even though Equine Advocates is my feature for tonight. If you're in Dubai this Friday, May 23rd at 8 p.m., the CARE Foundation is having a fashion show at Raffles Dubai. This is an amazing place. Now the CARE Foundation is an internationally recognized foundation for the children of Pakistan. I know it's like we're jumping from Chatham, New York to Pakistan, but we're living life to the max, so we've got to be everywhere at once. Now, this organization started in 1991 by opening its first school to educate the poor. It has grown to 182 schools all over Punjab, and now they have over 20,000 graduates that have changed their lives, their families' lives, and have professional jobs. So I want you to check out this event in Dubai at the Raffles Dubai. You can always contact Raffles Dubai, May 23rd. At 8 p.m. this Friday, tickets are 500 euro per, is it 500 euro? I'm not sure, but I'll find out. Call them directly and tell them you're there for the CARE Foundation. Their website is carepakistan.org. Fantastic organization. So we're taking organizations to the max. Now, since we're in that part of the world, there is a funky place, everybody. The W, that's right, the W Hotels. They just opened their first hotel in Europe. And you know where it is? In the sexy place of Istanbul, Turkey. You can get your belly dance on under the moon on the beach in Turkey and go to the W Hotel and have a fantastic room with the most luxurious hot tub on your terrace and enjoy Istanbul, Turkey. I have a friend, Sima, who's from Turkey. So I say hi to you too, Sima. And I'm looking forward to coming to Turkey and staying at the W Hotel, the first W Hotel in Europe. Fantastic place. Now let's globetrot a little bit and go right from Turkey to London. And my friend Sharon is in London. And there's a place called the Mango Lounge, 306 Earls Court Road, London. Every Sunday night at 9 p.m., it is the place to be. And the only place to get on the VIP list is listening to the Max and emailing friendsinlondon@hotmail.com. Check this place out. Have a good time. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tell you about a place in New York called Bonitalia. And Bonitalia, you can check out their website, bonitalia.com, is a market that has the most phenomenal products directly imported from Italy. Go there, say hi to Mimo, and tell him that Max told you to come by. They're at 75 9th Avenue in New York. Mimo at Bonitalia, that's down at the Chelsea Market. The food products are so insane. When you walk into this place, you'll feel like you're like in a Dolce & Gabbana runway show with the whole market behind you. Check them out. They have everything. they have a monthly special, and their monthly special is, their monthly special is what? Pesto di pistachio. So it's a fantastic place to go to get all your wonderful Italian products. Bonitalia, right here in New York, 75 9th Avenue. Since we're speaking about Italia and Italy, I have a home in Firenze, and I met a fantastic woman there. Sam, if you would be so kind to get Cindy on the line, because everyone, this is going to be my liaison for Italy. The woman is fantastic, goes to Italy a lot. I see her in Florence all the time, not enough. And we're going to get her on the phone, and we're just going to chat about life. She's one of my inspirational people. So we call each other for inspiration.
Hello. I love this
one. Cindy.
Hi.
Welcome to the Max on BBS Talk Radio. I just told all my listeners that you are going to be my liaison. Can you do me a favor? Can you just lower your radio behind you? Because I hear you listening to me.
Yeah, it's on the air. I've just walked away. You know how to mute it, but I'm here.
All right. Well, listen, Cindy, I met in Italy through friends, my friend Christine, my friend Julianne, this group of people that we all like get together in Florence, Italy, because it's such a sexy place and we're such sexy people. And Cindy, when I met you, we gravitated to each other. We became white on rice. We are birds of a feather. And my friend, I'm happy to say we flock together. And I was just telling my listeners that you are my friend to call for inspiration and well wishes. So
what I can say to you is, when I am feeling like I want to evaporate, the only person I want to talk to on the planet is Max. And we get on the phone, we are sitting next to each other, whatever, and it's magic. It is truth, bar none, it is unadulterated, and it always ends up pure joy.
Well, you know what? I was thinking, thank you so much for that, by the way. And it's like, you know,
thank you.
It resonates in my ears, and I hear it, but I'm so like used to speaking to you that I didn't realize what an impact it is. But I thank you for, you know, it's always nice to have, it's great for you to call me to talk about it, but I love that you listen, because that's the point, you know. It's like we got to listen to each other as friends and grow and develop and understand each other and help each other. So I'm glad that you listen.
Yeah. All I can tell you is, you know, there are a lot of words out there, and everyone's got them. Everyone's got their story. Everyone's got their projection. But there are very few people on the planet with whom I resonate on such a level that when they speak, it's not even the words, it's the way I feel in the presence of this person.
And it's the spiritual connection.
You and I, honey, we're from the same tribe.
We are.
And we can talk about London, we can talk about Spain, we can talk about Italy, we can talk about Boulder, Colorado, we can talk about horses, we can talk about cars, we can talk about the mundane, we can talk about the sublime. But somehow,
and the ridiculous.
And the absolutely absurd. But it always ends up in a laugh, and it always ends up uplifting. And, you know, there's an intelligence behind it. There's, I don't know what it is, but all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you that the universe is honorable and that I am so blessed. Period. Yeah. Full stop.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think it's like there's a saying that I once heard that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I think in life we really have to praise living, because it's such a wonderful thing that we have life. It's so, you know, the cliche of life is short is so true. But if you really live a jam-packed life, it's not short. It's actually a fantastic run that we all have. No matter what, you know, no matter how long we live, you know, it's a fantastic years and time are fantastic no matter how long we have them. Just for the fact to say that we have them is the blessing. You know?
And you know what, Max? The bottom line is there's no moment more important than this one. Right now.
That's right.
You're doing your thing. You're communicating. We're together. We are sharing this moment. And this is the only moment there is. And if we can acknowledge that and be grateful for this moment, the next moment will take care of itself. And it's you of all people have really taught me that. And it's so interesting because you and I met by accident.
Absolutely. I don't believe in accidents.
No, well, no. I mean, you're right. There are no accidents. But I mean, I did not say to myself, okay, today I'm going to arrive in Florence. I'm going to
get through the rain. I'm going to get myself to this crazy restaurant, and I am going to meet one of the most handsome, adorable, intelligent, fabulously wonderful men on the planet, and in a party of 45 people, I get to sit right next to him. No. It's just like I didn't wake up and say, I'm going to, you know what, I think I'll get my degree in business, and then I'll become a Hollywood makeup artist. No. These things just happen, and you just
Well, I was going to tell everyone, you know, you're such a phenomenal person, such a beautiful spirit, such a talented soul. I mean, you've got so much going for you. There's so much history behind your name and your spirit that it's like we're going to have to do what you and I are going to do once. You're going to be my left side, right side woman one day, and we're just going to have you on the show for a full hour because you have so much to discuss. You have so much to tell people, to enlighten them. To really, because you've been down paths in life that have, I think, really made you such a phenomenal person. And there's so much to tell about you. So besides the fact that you're a world-renowned makeup artist in Hollywood, and you really your career just spanned it all over the place. And I know that you have an interesting bio. So we're going to get to that one day. But,
what's very cool is that I'm your friend and I'm on your radio show. So, you know, that right there, my dear, tells me I've arrived.
Well, you know what, Miss Cindy, you've arrived because you are who you are. And I think the consistency of who you are, okay, the consistency of who you are is so unchanging that you're such a true person. And I gravitate to your truth and to your simplicity of humanity. And that's what I have to say for you.
And there it is. God bless this moment and thank us for allowing the blessings.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so much negativity in the world that we could focus on. And the fact that, you know, you're bringing light and you're bringing attention to all of these issues where people are working through these things. Like this wonderful woman that was just on talking about
Susan Wagner, equine advocates.
Oh, but when I hear you talk about these things, like the kids in Florida, you know.
Oh, that's my other one, SOSFlorida.com. Check them out, too. Thanks for reminding my listeners of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you hear about these problems, you hear about what, but what you're focused on is what we are doing to resolve them. We're not focusing on the negativity of the problem. We're going, you know what, it's acknowledged. Where are we going from here? Boom.
Well, you know. What I wanted this show,
thing.
What I wanted to the max to be was a place where you can come to get information. I want to be the concierge of the world, not only on the fun things in life and the cool places in life, but the meaning of life, which I believe
yes.
is charity. And, you know, there was an organization, I'm sure you heard of it, called Operation Smile.
Yeah.
And they change lives one smile at a time. Please, listeners, check out operationsmile.org. Last week, Cindy, was their event here in New York. And, of course, you know, you had the fantastic Mariah Carey there. We talked about her last week on the show. Nick Cannon, that 17-carat diamond engagement ring that she had, which is now her, you know, the wedding ring is in front of it. She looked fantastic. She looked stunning. She got that figure back. She's a beautiful girl. Donald Trump Jr. was there with his wife, Vanessa, Maggie Reiser, the model. And it was a fantastic event, operationsmile.org. I have to give big thanks to Dee Dee, that woman, people who get involved with charities, and I know that you're involved in some too. When you give and you give for the real purpose of giving, for the compassion that's involved behind it, it's so amazing. And operationsmile.org, I donated my house in Italy for a week there. Have you ever been to my house, Cindy?
You know what, Angel? I have. Every time I go to Florence, it's booked. It's so popular. It's constantly booked. And then when you and I are there together, you're not even at your house because it's booked.
I know. Well, so, let me just, you know what I want to mention real quick? The mission for Operation Smile, because I don't think people get it. I'm looking at their webpage right now, and literally I can almost start to cry because when you see the before and afters, Cindy, you and I are people of smiles. You know, we like to smile a lot and laugh and have a good time and kiki and carry life to the max, right? So when
absolutely.
You see these children, it's so devastating. And the mission at Operation Smile is that throughout the world, Operation Smile volunteers repair, volunteers, they repair childhood facial deformities while building
yeah.
public and private partnerships that advocate for da-da-da-da-da. You can go on their site and read it, operationsmile.org. It's just, I mean, you know, when we're in Italy and when there's not a care in the world and we're together and that fabulous picture you sent of us clarifies that I'm going to put on my website so everyone can look at maxtucci.com. That picture is going to be up there. But I think without my smile and without your smile, our world would be such a different place.
Well, without our smiles, how would we project what we're feeling if we don't feel confident in our smiles? The eyes are the windows to the soul, yes. But our smile is our expression for when you can't focus on our eyes. If we've got the smile, if these children do not have the wherewithal to express any kind of happiness because they can't smile, it's devastating, and it's imperative.
It's so sad.
For children, it's the basic.
And you have two daughters too, so you know what all those. You've got the smiles, the tears. You've got what, two teenage daughters. You've got it all.
Yeah.
My God, bless you with two girls, and they're teenagers too. You do your. You're a mother. I mean, that's like, oh my God, bless you just for that fact alone. Listen, I love having you on my show because you and I can talk about anything, and it's like the full circle. It just comes back to everything.
Absolutely. You know? And my angel, you know, I'm getting ready to leave for Europe. I'm going for a month.
Well, you're
going to
be my liaison, and you're going to let me know what's going on there. Let me just tell you one thing.
You know, I am going to stay in touch.
Well, you know what? In Florence, right now, I'm looking at the weather.
It's
75. Allora, adesso in Firenze ci sta 75 gradi, 75 degrees.
Perfetto.
Una cosa tremendo. Perché right now in New York, you know what we're going to do one night? We're going to do Italian lessons on the show.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
How much fun is that going to be?
What's the first word?
Give us the first word. Here we go. I'm to the max. This is your first Italian lesson with Max and Cindy. And Cindy, what is the word of the day?
Sono.
And what does that mean?
I am.
I am. And you are everything and then some. Sono is the word of the Italian word of the day. The English meaning is I am. And we all are fantastic human beings. As long as we're centered, gravitated, passionate, caring. The list goes on.
Ti voglio bene, sono molto felice.
Listen, and I hope you tell all your friends to listen to the Max on BBS.
Darling, I am telling everyone to listen to the Max, and when I send them that adorable picture of you, it's like, oh my God, they have to listen because they have to picture you because you're so darn adorable, edible, scrumptious. But more than that, you are one of the most amazing human beings on the planet, and I say that, you know, absolutely without compunction.
You
floated into my life. We resonated, and we've got this constant communication that goes back and forth, and I feel so blessed, and truly, it is one of the things in my life I am most grateful for, our friendship.
Well, and I cannot say likewise more than enough. You know what, Cindy? By the way, this Tuesday I have a meeting with my agent Mark Turner at Abrams.
I know the 20th. You are on my white line.
I need your energy. Oh, speaking of, you know, I went to an event today with my friend Allison Robertson. She's a mezzo soprano. It was called An Afternoon at the Opera. She was on my show last Sunday. And she benefits the Young Artists Opera Foundation. It's her organization that she started. I saw this wonderful lady, Tracy, sing with her husband, John. The most exceptional day at the opera here in Connecticut. And it was beautiful. But Allison Robertson, check her out, AllisonRobertson.net. She is a Reiki master. So what I'm going to do one day is I'm going to have her on the show and you on the show. And we're going to infuse that energy together for my listeners, and we're going to make a difference in some lives on that show. I look forward to that. Perfect. You see how you bring it back? It's like everything you say, we just work so well together. We're on the same
way. Anything you say, you just count me in. I mean, earlier I said to you, Max, I'm having kind of a funk. I don't think I can go on your show, blah, blah, blah. And look what happened.
Functified. You got out of it,
You
helped me take my show to the max. So thank you so much. Listen, I've got to run because I've got not much time left, and I've got to talk about the breaking news of the day. I love you more than words can express.
I love you more than, I'm so grateful for all the blessings in my life and for all your listeners and for everything that is, you know, it just is. It's fantastic. I love you. And I'm going to keep you apprised of what is going on in Madrid, Florence, in London.
My liaison to the world, Cindy.
Ciao, bello. Well,
voglio bene. I will talk to you later. And enjoy your evening. And what I always say, if you're going through hell, don't stop.
Don't stop. Oh, my words to live by. I love you.
I love you, and I'll talk to you later, Cindy. Have a wonderful evening.
Ciao, amore.
Ciao. Ciao. Bacione. Well, there you go, my dear friend Cindy. We just took that whole segment to the max. She's a fantastic woman. I encourage you guys to call in. Please, Cindy calls in. We called her, but I'll take calls in, 818-602-4498. Sam is the one who's really in charge of taking all the calls in. Check Sam out. He has a radio show, too, on bbstalkradio.com. Cool guy. He also needs hosts. You can do what I'm doing. You could be your own to the max on bbstalkradio.com. Check it out. Call Sam and see what he has to offer you. I know it's a fantastic deal. And you can broadcast your thoughts like I'm broadcasting mine on bbstalkradio.com. Now, the number here, 818-602-4498. I got to tell you, my dear friend Annie Berlin is out there. And I've got to congratulate Annie. Because Annie, you go, Miss Annie. Yes'm, Miss Annie, yes'm. The sun is going to shine tomorrow. Annie has got her plays in like one of the hardest things to get your plays into, which is like these play exhibitions. I don't know exactly what they're called. But I'm going to have Annie on the show to explain one day what this is all about. She's a cool girl. We hung out the other night, and we're like, we're going to talk about it in the car. Everything we want to say, we're going to talk about in the car. Sang in the car, played in the car, not in that, like that way. But we did our songs and dances. And I felt like Morgan Freeman in Driving Miss Daisy. And Miss Annie was my Miss Daisy. It was very funny. But I'm going to have her on the show. Fantastically phenomenal girl who is so talented. I can't wait for y'all to see her plays. They are so great. And two of them got picked up. So big, big hooray to Annie. Now, while we're in New York, speaking about Annie Berlin, there's a restaurant, San Domenico, New York, 240 Central Park South. They are closing June 15th and moving. So before they close their location on 240 Central Park South, check them out, sandominiconewyork.com. Call Marissa May at 212-265-5959. Make a reservation and let your mouth have an orgasm because that place is delicious. And you can make, oh my God, I got news for you. What a place, what a place, what a place. Okay, the Pod Hotel in New York is where you can stay too if you want a little funky. It's a funky boutique hotel. Check them out, thepodhotel.com. That's really all I'll say. Ooh, we got some funky music going on in the background. Thank you, Sam. Also, I want to tell you while we're in New York, we have ICFF.com. Check that page out. ICFF is the 20th annual International Contemporary Furniture Fair. It runs May 17th to the 20th at the Javits Center, at the Jacob K. Javits Center in New York. Check out the ICFF International Contemporary Furniture Fair. Great place to go if you're in the city this week in New York. All right, we're going to get Nikki Bloom on the line because I promised her that I would give her like at least 15 minutes because she was so pissed off at me last time that I gave her 4 seconds. Sam, if you'd be so kind to get Nikki Bloom on the phone, I would really appreciate it because we're going to talk about some breaking news and some headline stories. So here we go. We're going to get Nikki Bloom on the phone. All right. Now, San Domenico, my favorite place. Oh, God, I'm so upset that they're closing. But they're not closing, they're moving. So everyone's like, don't freak out. Oh, I got to tell you guys also that Nikki's going to come and tell you. But May 21st, the Montefiore Children's Hospital is having a game with the New York Yankees and a benefit. So I'll let you know about that in a moment. Fantastic event. And Nikki Bloom is going to get on the phone right now, hopefully. Before I get Nikki on the phone, here we go. Call Linda Barrett, 718-920-4328 at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore to go to the Yankees game, which is this Wednesday, May 21st. The Yankees are playing the Baltimore Orioles, and it benefits the J.E. and Z.B. Butler Child Advocate Center at the Montefiore Medical Center in Bronx, New York. Again, call Linda Barrett, and you can check that out. And I have everybody, drum roll please. Nikki Bloom, are you on the line?
Hello.
All right. I told you I was going to give you a good segment of my show, Nikki Bloom.
Oh, yes, then. Here I am.
Well, Nikki and I went to the movies tonight. We actually saw Baby's Mama. Baby's Mama. Listen how white and politically correct I got about that. Baby's Mama. Baby Mama. What did you think of baby mama, Nikki?
Oh, wow. Very interesting and entertaining. Funny, right?
I thought it was, it was all right.
Right. Makes a good point.
You know what? I got news for you. The baby mama that was sitting behind us, I wanted to wring her weave out of her head. Because that little baby was so on my nerve. But it was cute. But I just, it's like, people, please do Max a favor. When you go to the movies, leave your kids at home with somebody responsible.
Well, actually, I thought you had a great idea. Nurseries and daycare at the movie theater.
Well, now that everyone knows about it, it's no longer my idea. But thanks for ruining another billion-dollar idea for me, Nikki Bloom. Now, Nikki, I want to jump in, and I want to talk about something that I heard, okay?
Yeah.
Rumor has it, Nikki Bloom, you ready for this? That
I'm right.
Your man, Mr. McCain, had breakfast with Mayor Bloomberg, and I think that he's going to pick him to be his vice president. What do you think?
Interesting enough, because you know what? I was out to dinner last evening with three friends, and they were all discussing how if Bloomberg was running for president, unanimously, they would all vote for Bloomberg. So I think there could be some merit to picking him as a running mate, because Republicans...
Well, you know what my main thing about picking him for running mate is that he dated Diana Ross. Now, that in itself is so cool. Bloomberg and Diana Ross used to date. Did you know that?
Well, I know she has a thing for some white men, and I think one or two of her husbands were some white men, so I don't think that would be too far off.
Let me tell you something real quick. Mayor Bloomberg, the great mayor of New York, and John McCain had breakfast at Sarah Beth's on Central Park South. I'm more pissed off that they didn't have lunch at San Domenico on 240 Central Park South.
Well, now maybe they will.
Well, listen, Mayor Bloomberg, if you're out there and you're listening to the Max, take John McCain to lunch or dinner at San Domenico on Central Park South. Now, Nikki, I want to know your thoughts today. Oh, first, let me tell you something, Nikki. Did you know that at Dunkin' Donuts for 99 cents, you can get a 280-calorie egg and cheese on an English muffin with a medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents?
I am not aware, but is that true that it's only 280 calories?
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Do you think that there is really an egg and cheese on an English muffin out there that's 280 calories?
Oh, no. You know what? I'd much rather go with the donut where I know I'm getting the fat and I know I'm getting the calories. But a 280-calorie egg sandwich with cheese on it, I find it hard to believe.
Oh, you know what I want to say real quick? Because when I get you on the show, I always want to talk about things in the news. My prayers and thoughts go out to all the families in China who lost all their family members. That was a devastating thing that happened. And also very sad. So keep everyone in your prayers in China for their families out there. But Nikki, I want to read you something.
Yeah.
And I want your opinion. Okay? You know, there's my favorite section in the New York paper that writes weird but true. Okay? Now, students at an elementary school in North Carolina are being forced to go to the bathroom in pairs to combat a graffiti problem. One concerned mom called it cruel and unusual and noted that a group of parents is pushing to get the policy changed. What do you think about kids going to the bathroom together? It's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, not to get sidetracked, but I was watching earlier this evening on the news about the girl that was beat up in Florida, and one of the mothers was interviewed, and she wouldn't take responsibility, and she said that the girl was never had a concussion because there's no mark on the wall of the bedroom where she was beaten up. And because there was no mark on the wall and no blood and no dents, she said, that means her daughter did not put this girl into a concussion. Graffiti. Where are the parents? Kids should not be doing graffiti. There needs to be some responsibility. Well, I thought they're going to send them in pairs because it would protect from maybe a child being molested or a child being raped. But to prevent from graffiti, I would think that would be the least of worries.
Well, you know what? It's just a ridiculous thing. Did you hear about this school it's an all-girls Catholic school, okay? And they're making the girls, they said to the girls, you cannot go to prom unless you bring a boy for a date. And I'm thinking, you know, these all-girls schools are trying to keep girls away from boys, and then they go to the prom, and they're like, bring a boy, and then what, get knocked up prom night? I mean, what's the point? Like, what's the point of all these years going? It's like all these years you're going to a Catholic school, you're away from boys, and then they're like, now if you don't bring a boy to the prom, you can't come. What do you think about that?
Wow. That's rough. That's rough. They can't go. A group of girls can't go as a group of friends.
They cannot go unless they bring a boy to the prom. It's been a national news story. It's despicable.
That's absolutely hypocritical.
Well, you know, Catholicism is hypocritical, I think.
But, that's a whole other show.
Speaking of hypocritical, what are your thoughts today of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, OE Republican?
Hypocritical. There's my answer to that. Hypocritical.
That's all you have to say about...
No. Like I said, and I'll say again, both of them should just completely drop out of the race. And I think they'll be fighting even after a nominee is picked. They'll be fighting all the way up to the election on November 5th. Everybody make sure you get out there and vote in the election on November 5th.
You know, good plug, Nikki. You're becoming a good plugger on the show. That's right, everyone. November 5th, vote. If you want a change in this country, you've got to be a part of the change. So vote. That's the bottom line on that. Hey, Nikki, what do you think about Kennedy having a seizure? The fuck was that all about?
And they're very secretive about it. They don't want to... He has had heart problems before, and they're trying to keep it a secret. And they don't want to divulge if it was some sort of stroke or anything. It's very secret, but that's like the Kennedy family. Drama, and then it's a secret.
The most secretive family in the United States of America. But you know what I think? And then he was airlifted. Who's paying for all of this shit? You know, the guy's airlifted to the hospital. I'm sure he has a great insurance plan. But it's like, you know, my God, it blows my mind. You know what I wanted to tell you, too? It's like, put the fucking bottle down and you won't have a seizure. Drinking leads to seizures. It's a known fact. But God bless him.
But that goes together. I'm thinking soon they'll have the Kennedys endorsing some alcohol advertisements.
Why not? I mean, listen, I'll take whatever advertise, you know, whatever. I'll do whatever endorsement I can get a buck or two. But so tell me, Nikki, what else is on your mind today about China holding 3 days of memorial for quake victims? That's just, ugh. You know what, Nikki? What do you think about Obama warns seniors on Social Security?
I'm sorry, what did you say? Obama
is warning seniors about Social Security. Did you read about that today in the paper?
He's what with Social Security? I couldn't
warning,
hear you.
Warning, warn seniors on Social Security.
Yeah, well, Social Security. I just hope it's around when I have to collect Social Security.
Well, do you think with a Democrat in the office, you're going to be able to collect Social Security, Nikki Bloom?
Oh, no. There won't be any Social Security. It'll all be taken away and given to everybody else.
Wow. Well, you know what, Nikki? Listen, we just flew by 10 minutes, Nikki.
Oh, that's it?
Well, what else? Listen, give me the Nikki Bloom thought of the day.
Well, I am going to say again, time goes fast and life passes fast, so it's everybody's right as a citizen of the United States of America to make sure to cast your vote on November 5th. If you didn't do it in the primaries, do it November 5th. It's very important now. We could all watch what's going on, but it means getting off our asses and going and pulling that little switch and voting as our right as Americans.
That's right. Well, Nikki, you know that I'm going to have you on my show. Not only are you going to be my political advisor, but you're also going to be the one that I get to banter with. I think we have a lot of fun doing it. And I see you enough during the week to be able to banter about it. So I love having you on my show. I thank you again for being on To The Max. And I encourage my listeners to call in. Even if Nikki Bloom is on the line, call in and tweak her mind. Give her something to say at 818-602-4498. Nikki Bloom, I'm going to say goodnight to you. Thank you so much for helping me. Yeah. I have 3 minutes left. So rock and roll, Nikki Bloom. Thanks so much. And thank you for being a part of To The Max. So I will talk to you very soon. I'll talk to you after the show because I want to talk to you about this Barack Obama and this Social Security warning of for senior citizens. So we'll get into that next week, but we'll talk about it tonight, all right, after the show. Great, Nikki. Well, listen, have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thank you. You too, Max.
Night, Nikki Bloom.
Night.
All right, you guys. So there we go. Taking this whole show to the max to your radio waves at BBS Radio, BBSTalkRadio.com every Sunday night at 11 p.m. I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. Even if I'm in Italy, China, Africa, I will be here. Speaking of Africa, I want to give a big hello to my dear friend Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. She's cruising through South Africa going on safari, and I'm going to get her on the show, and she's going to tell us all about it. And my friend Emily Proctor, another hot CSI Miami babe, is in London right now at the ballet this week. I'm getting a little jealous of her. We were supposed to be there, but things happen here where I live, so I got to take care of my responsibilities. Also, I want to wish a happy birthday to Captain Michael Antonori. Happy birthday, the 22nd of May. You gave yourself the best present this year. You became a captain for Continental Airlines. Everybody fly Continental Airlines. Look out for Captain Michael Antonori, and you guys will love me for telling you that. Because you ladies, too, when you see Michael Antonori, you're going to be like, oh, my God, he can fly my plane any day. So on that note, happy birthday to you, Michael Antonori. I want to thank you all for listening tonight to BBSTalkRadio.com. Thank you to Susan Wagner. Thank you to Cindy. Thank you to Nikki, my guest tonight. Everyone, here we go. Another night of taking life to the max. I love you all. Have a great, blessed night, a fantastic week. Enjoy your Memorial Day and drink and drive responsibly. Don't drink and don't drive, or drink but don't drive and stay at someone's house. Remember, if you're drinking, the best thing to do is put yourself in a bed and figure it out in the morning. So on that note, have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. I'll talk to you next Sunday at 11 p.m. BBSTalkRadio.com. And thanks for helping me take life to the max. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to the max. Only on BBS Talk Radio.